What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two here, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And boy, my server is just under amazingly intense attack right now. And I have to wonder why. What does it signify? I mean, the election is over. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's much to be had, much to be gained with this kind of behavior other than tantrums and so forth and so on. But I'll just have to wait and deal with this, you know, after the show is over, because they always pick when I'm on the air to do this because they know I can't do three things at once here. Now then, Chris Matthews took Rachel Maddow to task. Rachel Maddow is fully on board with this idea that anybody who rejects the illegal immigrants or the refugees, you're being heartless and racist and all the rest of that. And Chris Matthews took her to task for saying, look, the American people are against illegal immigration, and it's not racism. Okay, it's economic, and it is the fact that these people are committing a crime, and we shouldn't reward people for criminal behavior, whether it's an illegal immigrant or Hillary Clinton. Illegal is not a race, Rachel. We're going to go to the phones here. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I had a topic. I missed you the last couple of days because I was out of town and I didn't catch up on your shows. But if you've already discussed it, then I'll hang up or whatever. But these Podesta brothers, you know, I'm originally from Nebraska, and I know you know all about the Franklin Credit Union and that whole sex pedophile thing that was hushed up. This Podesta thing with this missing girl in Portugal. This whole Pizzagate thing, it looks just like the Franklin Credit thing to me.
Wait a minute. Okay. Pizzagate is a poison the well propaganda operation, and today we saw the corporate media uncork, and I told everybody from the beginning this smelled like a setup. And the corporate media has uncorked on the independent media saying, oh, see, we investigated. There's nothing but pizza parlors there. And look how silly the independent media was for reporting this. It proves they're just full of fake news. And you shouldn't believe them when they say there's pedophiles or that Hillary was cheating the election or any of the other things here. Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. All right. Let's see. Just sending a message to the control room. I am not taking phone calls about Pizzagate. I told you it was a setup and a fraud, and that's exactly what it turned out to be. Poison the well. And poison the well has been used a lot. They even used it on Jim Garrison during his trial of Clay Shaw. There's a little bit of history you probably ought to be aware of. And what it was is, and by the way, Richard Secord eventually did admit Clay Shaw had been a CIA agent, a contract agent. So that was verified years later. And how they sabotaged Jim Garrison's case against Clay Shaw was they got a witness on the inside of the case. Guy came in, said he'd seen Clay Shaw and Lee Harvey Oswald, and it all seemed to check on out, and Garrison put him on the stand in front of the jury, at which point one of the government's lawyers came up there and sort of led this witness into how he would fingerprint his own daughter every night to make sure they were not planting a substitute on him. And, of course, it absolutely discredited Jim Garrison's entire case to have such a loon as a witness. And, of course, that was the whole point. They were poisoning the well. And they did it again during the House Select Committee on Assassinations, which, by the way, did conclude John F. Kennedy did die, was a victim of a conspiracy, that there were multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza. And the way they tried to poison the well there was they made a big deal over the fact that photos in the Zapruder film catch this one guy standing by the motorcade route with an open umbrella. And they planted this story. The poison umbrella had a dart gun in it. The umbrella had a poison dart gun in there that paralyzed John Kennedy so he couldn't move when he was being shot at. And that was put out all over what would have passed for the independent media blogs and talk radio back then. So when the House Select Committee started up, the very first thing they did is they had identified the individual in the photo and they had gotten the actual umbrella. And they opened it up and showed it to be just an umbrella, and they're making jokes about, don't point that thing at me, it might be dangerous. Yuck, 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 yuck. And, you know, how silly those conspiracy theorists were to think there was anything out of sorts with the Warren Report. And by the way, that phrase conspiracy theorist was literally crafted for the JFK assassination because of all the problems in the official story that kept surfacing. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. You don't want to pay attention. It's a conspiracy theory. Despite that, the acoustic data was so irrefutable, the House Select Committee did have to conclude there were multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza, and hence John F. Kennedy was the victim of an assassination. Conspiracy. All right, we got to take a moment to do a shout out to our affiliates, and welcome to hour number two of the show. We're still talking about the John F. Kennedy assassination and poison the well attacks. It's a propaganda system, a propaganda tactic rather, that was used back then and is being used now with this whole Pizzagate nonsense. And that's all it was. This story was planted out there to try and make the independent media look like they're the fake news by the corporate media that's still trying to pretend they're the real news. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, is Pizzagate racist? If they would have said Taco Gate, it would have been even more racist.
Oh, man, they would have been just... Well, I mean, you know, it's Italians versus the Hispanics and everything. But it is, and, you know, this thing felt wrong. And I got to tell you, I got, like, tons of emails. You must put this on your website. I demand you. You're obviously selling out to the Hillary campaign if you don't put this on your website. And of course, that to me was telegraphing, you know, somebody, this isn't research. Somebody's selling this. And there was never anything to the case. It was all rumor and innuendo. And if you squint your eyes real hard, the logo for the pizza place kind of sort of looks like an emblem that pedophiles use according to the FBI, blah, 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 blah. There was never anything there. And the more I got shouted at in the email that I had to post this thing, the more obvious to me it was some kind of a propaganda operation. And I emailed all of my fellow members of the independent media, and I said, be very, very careful about this. This stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, so everybody needs to stick to the global. This globalism is the issue. Nothing else matters. This is not, like, you know, we talk about this before. It's not about Trump and Hillary. This is a worldwide phenomenon. And he has 4 years to reverse some stuff, or if it works, 8 years. But, you know, they're not done yet doing, because remember Obama did that purge with the military? You have elements in the higher parts of the military that believe in globalism and also in the State Department, Mike. So he has to weed these people out, and he better do it quick, you know, because, you know, they're in NATO also. You know, elements of the British, French, German,
very
they all believe
so
in this crap.
In NATO. Right now, the heart of the globalist movement is in that EU. That was supposed to be the beginning step, followed by the North American Union. But the EU is stumbling. If it comes apart, the globalist vision is over, at least for our lifetime.
And also, Putin, if you look at Brexit, Trump, and Putin, they have given pause. We have a window of opportunity. Putin's already moved his pieces around. He ain't finished yet. But like you said and we said, this is all about people need to stick to this issue, globalism. This is, surrounds everything we've been saying, is the globalist agenda, private central bank, one world government. That's all hinged on this, not Pizzagate and all this other nonsense. This is the issue, the most important issue. Everything else is like sideline crap.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with you. I mean, there are a lot of issues that need to be looked at, and certainly the opposition to globalism is an important one. I don't know that it's really the top one. I think reviving our economy, bringing back manufacturing, getting rid of GMO so that we can grow agricultural produce other nations want to buy, I think these are very important and much more pressing.
Oh, they're bringing jobs back here, but that's also part of globalism, because when to break up globalism, you got to become nationalist again. That's part of, and then bring your jobs back. That's what you got to do. But the globalists don't want that. They want to have the system we got as it's set up now, but take it even further. Neo, you know, the neoliberal, neocon, one-world government, one-world serfdom. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the plan was definitely to have all of the agriculture in one area, all of the manufacturing in another, all of this, so that every place on Earth was dependent on the whole planet for what they need. Where they really messed that up was in this botched oil price war against Russia and all these sanctions, which are forcing other nations to become more self-sufficient internally and be able to provide for themselves internally and not do trade across the border. That actually is eroding the globalist vision. And it does look to me like the European Union is about to come apart. And that will basically be the end of the push for globalism, at least for the remainder of our lifetime.
Hey, Mike, would you call globalism almost pretty much the Roman Empire-esque welfare, warfare state of the world? Would you
Absolutely.
Look at it that way?
Absolutely, I would look at it that way.
Yeah, if you, people think about it, the money they spend on welfare and warfare, the trillions and trillions and trillions, and the people, look at around the world. It's just nothing's changed. Things are worse. They made people's lives more miserable. So their way is a fraud. It's just to put a lot of money into a small group of people.
It's self-destructive. Yeah. Rome basically operated. They had a very wealthy capital city, and they had a lot of welfare and gladiatorial games, and they funded it all by going on out and expanding their empire and conquering new territories to tax them to prop up that ruling class in Rome. When they ran out of wealthy areas to conquer, the whole thing collapsed because it was a pyramid system. And Rome collapsed and split into the Eastern and Western empires. The Western Empire basically collapsed, triggering the descent into the Dark Ages. The Eastern Empire continued until the Ottoman Empire. And then it, too, collapsed about World War One.
I mean, all these systems, though, are pyramid systems. Communism, socialism, fascism. There's always somebody on top pulling the strings for the rest of the suckers, you know?
Well, that's what people don't understand. They're hierarchical structures. They're pyramids only if they require a constant enlargement of the base to support it, like a Ponzi scheme. You can have a stable economy and a stable nation that is able to perpetuate itself. It's still going to have rulers and a ruling hierarchy, but it doesn't qualify as a pyramid scheme in the economic sense.
Yeah, that's what makes me laugh about Bernie Sanders. I like some of his issues, but, you know, he's socialist to help everybody, but then he buys his third home.
Well, you'll see that of all the elites, the idea is they want socialism for everybody. At the ground level, but they want to be rich themselves. And we saw exactly the same thing in the Soviet Union. And they made a mockery of Karl Marx's theories because the Soviet Union created this most powerful ruling class in history, in theory, to support the classless society.
Yeah, all these systems are unsustainable. You can see it right now, you know, live, you know.
Well, certainly history has said, you know, no nation lasts forever, no system lasts forever. They go through this life cycle of birth and enthusiasm, then complacency, dependency, and finally collapse when they just can't pay for the bread and circuses anymore.
Yeah, that's why you see Eurasia's the future. We've been saying that. That's the next empire, like it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks,
okay.
Mike.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Peter,
hello.
Are you there? There you are.
Yeah. Hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And
happy turkey season.
I want to follow up on what Dustin just said. I agree globalism is a huge problem, but for me, if I'm giving a hierarchy of what we need done, the most important thing for me, the most important thing is to bring government back and that's accountability. That's what we talked about opening with Trump saying, or you know, about not going after Hillary or whatever. That's the number one thing. And if we can bring them to be accountable to the people and to the law, we'll go a long way to making them responsive to no wars or, you know, whatever. But first off, they have to be answerable, and they're not.
Well, I agree with that, and that's why Trump's announcement regarding Hillary Clinton is such a disappointment to a lot of people. And like I said, I don't like his decision. I think I understand why he made it. Of course, the fact that he, as president, isn't planning criminal investigations of Hillary Clinton. I note that he didn't rule out non-criminal investigations like the IRS looking into the tax-exempt status of the foundation. And certainly Congress's investigations are more of an informational situation that aren't criminal investigations, at least not yet.
You know, Mike, I'm going to give him a limited time on this, because we're handling the transition, and the electorals haven't even met yet, and all the trouble that could happen, and the inauguration ceremony, enormous demonstrations that are planned, and all that kind of thing, and the fact that all the intelligence community and special ops are still controlled by people who don't want him. I would probably make friendly noises about Hillary until I took control of all that. However, I also am hearing disturbing things. It's disturbing to me about him not really. He doesn't think he could get the money for the fence, and so maybe he's going to piss backwards on the fence and the border, or net neutrality. You know.
Okay. Well, hang on a second. I want to address what you just said. First of all, it turns out there actually is a budget allocation to build a border fence that goes all the way back to the George W. Bush administration. They set the money aside. It's never been used, and it's still there. Second, we don't really need a wall, okay? I keep joking about let's just throw crocodiles in the Rio Grande, but all President Trump has to do is tell everybody who runs a social service network based on taxpayer dollars, you are not allowed to spend that money on somebody who is not supposed to be in this country. Citizens, green card holders, people who are in the proper legal immigration framework, yes, they can go on welfare and get SNAP and all the rest of that. But if you really think about it, it is fraud for any of these agencies to take tax money from the American citizens and spend them on people who are not legally supposed to be here. And all we have to do is do that. If the supply of goodies dries up, nobody's going to want to come to this country. They know there's no work here.
Well, you don't need a wall, but you do need a fence, and you have to enforce it. And if they're coming over $1,500 a day,
yeah, but you know, again, Eisenhower, with his Operation Wetback, shut it all down with only 10% of the resources of the current immigration border control, and they've got 10 times the facility. They're being ordered to stand down. All Trump has to do is tell the existing system, do your job. Grab them, fling them back over the border.
The other things that's disturbing me is this Pompeo guy, Mike, who is a wholehearted advocate of torture, which is one of the things I think I found unfortunate about Trump, certainly. And then I'm hoping that Trump keeps his word about, you know, an accommodation with Russia. But, in my opinion, you can't have anything without accountability of government. It may as well not even be there. We may as well not even be talking about anything if they're completely out of control, which you and I, I'm sure, agree on that they are, and they can't be brought to heel and are held accountable. So that's my bottom
line. Trump's got his job cut out for him. And again, and I said this on the day after the election day, anybody who thinks that Trump is going to fix everything now that he's won the presidency is dreaming. It's going to take a long time, and we are going to have to help him. We, the American people, are going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump, and we're going to have to glare through those front windows of the offices of the senators and representatives and say, you work for us. You don't work for Big Pharma. You don't work for the military-industrial complex. You don't work for Israel. You either do your job properly, or next election we will do to you what we did to Hillary Clinton. And the message will sink in, but we're all going to have to work together to support President Trump. Thank you for the call, Peter. Got to let you go. Got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time... Hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go right back to our telephone lines here. Frank in London, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. No, I just wanted to address the this idiocy of globalization, financial globalization. Because if one country gets hit, everybody goes down. So I believe in nationalism where nations are able to take care of themselves. Because or else there's no financial firewall. It just doesn't make sense to me. What they want to do? Put everybody on a world welfare state where they give everybody hands out, where they can eat enough just to eat cheap GMO food and die out? I don't understand.
Well, that's certainly part of it. The whole idea of a global government is you don't have any choice. You know, this is the government. This is the world. This is your Michelle Obama school lunch menu that you're going to be eating, and you don't have any more choice. And you will be forced to be dependent on paper currency or electronic currency loaned at interest to keep you a debt slave. The whole point of globalism is to turn the entire planet into a single slave plantation. And by the way, you're the slave. And you're right. It's very, very dangerous, okay, because I agree. National borders serve the same function as fireproof doors in a building or watertight hatches in a ship. They contain a problem so it doesn't threaten the structure as a whole. Now, the globalists want to block open the fireproof doors and just simply remove the watertight hatches because they think things are going to run better. They can run around the entire structure unimpeded and feel important. But the first fire or the first leak will destroy the entire system. I think humanity is best served with a planet Earth that has 1,000 little tiny, roughly equally sized and shaped nations that are each taking care of their own people. And yes, there's still going to be some trade across the border and tourism and all the rest of it. But we don't have this situation where a single large company can threaten the rest of the world to conform their economic realities to the benefit of a foreign power. And certainly this idea that there's going to continue to be experimentation in new ways of organizing societies. And that is something else. Globalism will end. If they ever succeed in getting a global government short of a complete total breakdown and collapse, there'll be nobody out there saying, let's try a different system. See, that was the beauty of the United States of America. When they broke free from Europe, they had an opportunity to say, let's try something a little bit different. Let's try a government where there is no central ruler with autocratic power. Let's try a country that doesn't have a state religion. Let's try a country that makes its own money and doesn't borrow it at interest from the banking families of Europe. These were all truly revolutionary ideas, and they're what made the United States great in the first place. But of course, the banking cartels have always been attacking government-issued currencies. They want us to be their debt slaves. Politicians in our own country have tried to consolidate power in Washington, D.C. to take us back to being a mirror of the monarchies of Europe. In fact, we had that ridiculous editorial in the New York Times about a week ago saying maybe it's time to get rid of all this electoral college nonsense and just have a monarchy in this country. And, I mean, that's basically an insult to everybody who helped bring this nation into being all those years ago. To just say, well, let's just go back to making the same mistakes Europe did.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Alex in San Antonio. Alex, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I'd like to ask you a question regarding this whole Hillary and Trump thing, and then make a comment. My question was, do you think perhaps Donald Trump was updated or put abreast of things that perhaps are going on in the federal government so as to bring down the entire cabal and to leave other people exposed? Maybe, you know, because some people were saying that, including some economists were saying that the person that we stopped hearing about was Valerie Jarrett back in the day. And they said that since we stopped hearing her, a lot of things started leaking out even more. So,
all right. Well, Alex, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you and reply to the questions after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Alex in San Antonio. And Alex, at this point, President-elect Donald Trump is receiving the same classified daily briefings that President Obama does to bring him up to speed. Now, that's just current events. Trump is going to have to dig to find out what's going on in the background. But I'm sure those in the know have taken the pains to say, be very careful about getting into this area. And as I've said many, many times before, there are two categories of secrets in Washington, D.C. politics. There are the little scandals, like Anthony Weiner and his sexting problem, that become the fodder during campaigns to smear each other with, to wreck careers, get them out of the way as you seek promotion. Then there are the great secrets, the ones that could, in theory, destroy the entire government. The truth behind John F. Kennedy's assassination, the truth behind 9/11. And if I am correct, and Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets to foreign governments using her weak private email server to deliver the product, and her charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. That is a scandal that could literally bring the entire government crashing down, just as Donald Trump is stepping in to manage it. And given that Donald Trump is probably saying, I had nothing to do with this in the first place, why should I face the consequences, then he might be very amenable to the idea of keeping the lid on this and try and repair the nation as he moves forward.
But what about draining the swamp and all that? What about you know, getting to a point, everything that he campaigned on, you know, regarding the, you know, getting to a point where he levels with the American people and he says, okay, so this is really what's been going on, and this is why these decisions were made. I mean, at that point, he's reneging. He's just another politician. He's reneging on everything.
Yeah, he is. And I think this is going to put the lie to the idea that being a businessman, that he wasn't going to be very good as a politician. Look, I'm just as disappointed as you are. I want to see the Clintons in prison. I really, really do. But I understand from Trump's position why he doesn't want to blow up the government in the process of doing it. Now, there's plenty of other swamp to drain, you know, for him to work on. And again, somewhere down the road, we may see something break on it. Technically, Donald Trump, by saying, I don't plan to bring criminal investigations against Hillary Clinton, technically he's already committing obstruction of justice, because it's going to be up to the Attorney General to make that determination once Trump takes office. Okay?
Do you think perhaps he might be going the route of Putin, where he let the central bank stay private, but he took control of it, and perhaps he's kind of dealing with the fire, not necessarily putting it out.
Well, certainly with the economy, that's definitely what Trump is going to be doing. He's inheriting an economy that's on the verge of imploding. If it does, he'll get the blame for it, the way Herbert Hoover did. He may actually decide that it's time for more direct control of the Federal Reserve, given that it is critical economic infrastructure to the entire nation. And we've had all of these chair people of the Federal Reserve come on out and say, well, you know, we're actually not really part of the government, and we're here for our own profitability in business. But the problem for Donald Trump, or for anybody sitting in that Oval Office, is how do you correct whatever problem is in front of you without actually causing more damage?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mike, but the answer is very clear, and it's been made obvious by the American people in overwhelming numbers. All he has to tell the people, hey, listen, this is what's going on. I'm leveling with you. Let's go online. Let's use all our tools, all our resources, and let's come to a consensus, a good national consensus. I mean, the American people are wise enough to do it. Wait a minute.
Look at all those people who voted for Hillary Clinton. Look at those idiotic anti-Trump protesters who decided to sine wave on the I-5, and one of them got hit by a car. Okay, I'm sorry. All of the American people are not as educated and wise as the people who are listening to this show, and we have to take that into account. And again, the issue is, how does Donald Trump correct these problems without actually triggering more damage? He doesn't want to implode the federal government now that he's basically its CEO. No CEO destroys their own company. Okay, but what you're suggesting is basically for all the lies to be made public. I'd like to see that, but it would bring the entire government down the way the former Soviet Union did. And certainly for me and a lot of other people, the collapse of this particular government would actually be a good thing. But setting that aside, if it is possible under President Trump to change course and take this nation back towards being a republic with a democratically elected leadership with honest and fair elections, and avoid a collapse and avoid a civil war, I think my instinct is, so let's go that route. Let's try that. I don't like the fact that Hillary Clinton is going to skate on this thing, but as I said before, I understand why Donald Trump may think this is the best solution.
And that's what I was saying. Maybe Hillary Clinton is part of a grander plan, and that's exactly why he's letting her skate. Because hey, if we go on in and investigate it now, we screw the pooch and we don't get exactly what we're looking for. You know, yes, we come out and we're clear, but we don't really get ahead. We actually set ourselves back because the plan we actually have in place is actually working well. You know, that's just a speculation.
Are you familiar with Occam's Razor?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think we need to apply it here and just say the simplest explanation
is most...
We've
been applying it, Mike. We've been applying Occam's Razor, and it's every time we fall short. You know, I mean, it's time to, just like Trump.
I don't think so. We succeeded in preventing Hillary from stealing the White House. You know, we have a better educated, more skeptical American people. I don't see us as falling short at all here. But again, the simple explanation is that Donald Trump is realizing exposure of Hillary Clinton's espionage and treason and betrayal would discredit the entire government and bring it crashing down just when he's ready to start trying to fix it. And I don't like that decision, but I can understand why he might make that.
I appreciate your time, Mike. Thank you very much, and I appreciate everything you do. And we'll keep investigating and keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully we'll get in the end what we want, and and we'll get some clarity on this. Thank you very much. God bless, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And again, I do not envy Donald Trump his new job. He's dealing with an economy that is in basically on life support, and there isn't a whole heck of a lot that he's going to be able to do about it. I think probably the best that we can expect in the first 100 days is that certain predispositions and biases in the government to favor certain parties over the American people as a whole may start to reverse back. Now, one of the criticisms I have had for the last several presidential administrations, in particular those whose rise to power trace back to that CIA gun and drug running operation, is they weren't keeping an overview of what's best of the entire nation. Okay? And that should be the job of the president. Because we expect corporations to be greedy. It's unrealistic to think they're ever going to be anything else. We know the corporate media is always going to lie because that's what they're paid to do, and they're paid very well to do it. They're not going to stop doing it. That's their business model. Okay? So what we need, though, the role of government is to stand in the middle between the needs of the nation as a whole and the greed of the corporations and act as an umpire, figure out what's the best optimal course through it all. And as Harry Truman used to say, it doesn't matter what you do, there's going to be some son of a bitch who doesn't like it, and that's a reality of high office. I think, so far, Donald Trump is trying to keep an eye on the whole nation, the long view, the broad view, and I hope we're going to see his policy decisions reflect that. Like I said, I understand that if Donald Trump, we're presuming I'm correct. Hillary Clinton was repeating the 1996 ChinaGate scandal and selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver the goods and her charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments. If I am right, and Donald Trump is looking at that, he's looking at a scandal that, if it were made public, could, in fact, bring the entire government crashing down. To him, that's not a viable solution. So I don't like what he did. There's a part of me that wants to see the Clintons brought down for what they've done as an object lesson to future politicians. But I can understand why maybe he felt he had to steer the middle ground. When he was out there saying you should be in jail, he may not have known the full scale of what Hillary had done and how exposure of it threatened the nation itself. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Christy in New Mexico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. What I came to, and I agree with you completely about Hillary, these guys are master strategists. We've seen that over and over. I would never second guess them. I don't have the range of information. And so I've sort of settled this within myself to trust the strategy. These people don't end strategies. They move it around. And I think if your listeners can see that, we can hold off on any judgments about it.
Well, I'm going to judge it, you know, and it's a very difficult position. On an emotional, personal level, I am very angry.
I understand.
Okay, that once again, the Clintons skate away scot-free. Okay, but putting myself in Donald Trump's position, I can understand why he may have felt this was the best of his available options.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Strategies move around, and they have to move around. And these guys have shown they are absolutely masters at that. So that's about all I have to say.
Well, I disagree with you. If they were absolute masters at it, we wouldn't be in this mess that we're in. The fact of the matter is that they have screwed up and slipped up and messed up so many times that we are in this situation where the American people don't trust the corporate media or the government or the politicians, that we have a government that is literally becoming impotent and paralyzed because most Americans aren't going to do what the government says anymore, even with Donald Trump at the helm of it. Would have been worse with a President Hillary, but you know, we have a general population that is not automatically on board with whatever the government is going to be doing, and that's going to complicate Donald Trump's problems.
I agree. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. So, moving on along here, over in California, where they are still whining and crying over Trump's victory and getting run down on the I-5 because of it, they are now seriously talking secession. And there is now a signature gathering operation underway to put the secession of California on a future ballot. And the group is called Yes California Independence Campaign. And they have filed their proposal with the Attorney General's office, preparing a circulating title and summary of the enclosed ballot measure, Calexit, the California Independent Plebiscite of 2019. And a plebiscite is a vote for independence from a body or to join with a body. It's basically a vote that changes your allegiance to whoever you're going to be. Crimea went through a plebiscite when they seceded from Ukraine. That's what a plebiscite does. We had one here in Hawaii all the way back leading up to 1959, but it was incomplete because the plebiscite vote given to the Hawaiian people was become a state of the United States or remain an owned territory. And there should have been a third option, which is return to being an independent nation because the war was over. And a lot of Hawaiians are feeling very cheated. And by the way, yes, there is a movement in Hawaii to reassert our independence and sovereignty, the nation of Hawaii. And it's apparently gaining a lot of ground at the United Nations, which is beginning to recognize that the statehood of Hawaii is, in fact, legally questionable. Same thing up in Alaska. We know there are secession movements in Texas, where even the Supreme Court came on down and said Congress just didn't have the right to annex Texas and make it a state. There are issues with California's statehood process. So we'll see. We could actually see this country start to break apart, just as the European Union is. Now, getting over to the Dakota protesters, this thing is getting very, very ugly. And there is an article over here in RINF.com, the brutal treatment of the DAPL protesters reveals the coming police state. Because what we have here is a group of people who are living on land, which is theirs by treaty, and the government comes on and says, we're going to take the land away from you, and we're going to give it to an oil company to run a pipeline right through the middle of where you live, and through some of your graveyards, and we're really sorry, but we need to do this. Now, the brutality has been escalating greatly, and the Dakota Access Pipeline people are out there trying to blame the victims, say, well, they're professional protesters. They're troublemakers. They're bringing in all these outside agitators to cause all the problem. Well, I'm sorry. Apparently, over this weekend, there was a real tragedy. A young lady, Sophia Walensky, was literally hit with a concussion grenade. Now, these concussion grenades, flashbang grenades, are supposed to be detonated away from people. They make a really loud noise. They confuse people. They're disorienting devices. And apparently, this young lady was literally, the police threw a flashbang grenade right at her, and it hit her in the arm and detonated, and it looks like her arm's going to have to be amputated. Just absolutely shattered it. And the police are out there saying, well, we're absolutely sure that we're not using any of this stuff inappropriately, which is, of course, what they said down in Georgia when the police down there threw a concussion grenade into a baby's crib. But this has really gotten totally, totally out of control. Now, we're going to take another break for commercials. When we come on back, more about the Dakota Access Pipeline and the protests.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And that loud racket you hear outside the window is there's a military training flight of helicopters flying over. And they're not very careful about those mandated altitude limits as they used to be. So they rattle the windows on us every once in a while. We're talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline. We're talking about the protests. There are basically two issues. First of all, the fact that the land involved belongs to the Native Americans by treaty. And then the U.S. government comes on in and says, well, we're eminent domain. We're going to take it and turn it into an oil pipeline right away. And the issues are that the pipeline is going through the Sioux Indians' sacred lands. Now, that's kind of a loosey-goosey title. What's involved here are burial grounds. So before you get on the case of this whole sacred lands issue, just imagine that you have grown up in a small town, and your family has been in that town for many generations, and your grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents and aunts and uncles and all of them are buried in that cemetery out behind the town church. And then imagine the government has come on in with a bunch of bulldozers and said, sorry, we got to put a pipeline right through that cemetery. That's one of the issues. The other is the threat to the water supply and the health of the people living along that pipeline route. And, of course, what we're getting from the pipeline company and from the corporate media and from the government is that's ridiculous. These things are perfectly safe, even though we've had a couple of really bad oil pipeline accidents just in the last few months over in the southeast. But here's where it gets interesting. Data that was compiled by Associated Press, the corporate media, shows that between January 2012 to September 2013, North Dakota had 292 oil spills. Only one of these that involved a tanker truck accident that happened in full view of witnesses and couldn't be hushed up. That was the only one made public. The others, 291 oil spills, were concealed from the people of North Dakota to protect North Dakota's oil industry. And this is why the people on that land, who call themselves the water protectors, why they're concerned. Because you get a big oil spill, it takes forever to get things back to normal. Look up in Alaska, where they had that huge oil tanker run aground. The bay is still wrecked. Okay, we're coming up here on the top of the hour station identification. We've got two callers waiting on the line right now. I'm going to ask you to be patient because I'm going to come back to you after the network identification, so we got plenty of time to talk here. Interesting little story coming out of ZDNet. Catastrophic botnet to smash social media in 2017. This is related to the botnet Mirai. Now, I wonder who wants social media to go. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.